From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. We begin our show today with real estate. Coming up, we'll find out what's happening in the formerly hot markets of Florida and London and the currently hot market in Bulgaria.
The housing market worldwide is being affected by the credit crunch. Today, the Fed announced measures that might make credit more available. It will extend its emergency loan program for Wall Street investment banks. The Fed started making these loans back in March when the collapse of investment bank Bear Stearns threatened to pull down the entire financial system.
In a speech today, Fed Chief Ben Bernanke said the Fed should have more powers to both prevent and limit financial turmoil. He's calling on Congress to give the Fed greater authority over investment firms. NPR's Kurt Nikish reports.
Bernanke spoke at a conference on mortgage lending to low and moderate income households. Next week, he told the audience of bankers and lenders, the Fed will issue new rules protecting future homebuyers from dubious lending practices. But the other focus of his talk, stability of financial services, was fitting because it is this same subprime mortgage market that's at the root of the credit crisis that has rocked the nation's financial services industry. Bernanke wants to make the country's financial system better managed, so it does a better job of handling crises.
In doing so, we aim not only to make the financial system better able to withstand future shocks, but also by reducing the range of circumstances in which systemic stability concerns might prompt government intervention.
Bernanke has a few ideas. For starters, he says short-term funding markets are tight, and the Fed's considering a number of options to fix that. One is to give Wall Street firms more time to borrow from the Fed on an emergency basis. The Fed has that offer open at the moment, but it's set to run out in September. He also wants to work with the Securities and Exchange Commission to regulate investment banks more. Those rules could include requiring them to have more cash on hand, the way traditional banks are required to now. Bernanke's comments fall pretty much in line with what the U.S. Treasury Secretary has suggested. Henry Paulson wants to make the Federal Reserve sort of the top dog in the nation's oversight of the financial services industry. An analyst at Global Insight, Brian Bethune, says the momentum is there for these changes to go through.
So it will provide a tighter framework for these investment banks to operate in, and they would prefer not to be necessarily constrained. But in the interest of the stability of the overall financial system, I think that's the direction we're going to have to go.
The how and when of all of this is still up in the air. Congress is going to hold some of the first hearings this week, and some new regulations could be in place soon. But the larger overhaul may wait until the next president and next Congress to be hammered out. Kurt Nikish, NPR News.